Module G. Practice Paper 9. Never Lose Hope. Pages 67 and 68. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 6.
Stephen William Hawking was born in Oxford, England in 1942. He attended University College, Oxford, where he studied physics, and then went on to Cambridge to conduct research in cosmology. He holds 12 honorary degrees and is the recipient of numerous awards, medals, and prizes. Today, he combines family life, research, and an extensive itinerary of travel, public appearances, and lectures. Reading about Hawking, I was struck less by his brilliance as a scientist than by his optimism and humor. All the more amazing in light of the unthinkable limitations his physical disability has placed on him. Hawking writes that in his third year at Oxford, he felt himself becoming more and more clumsy, falling over on occasion for no apparent reason. Finally, he saw a doctor, who referred him to a specialist. Soon after his 21st birthday, he was hospitalized for tests. Despite the fact that he underwent every imaginable test, the doctors had no definitive answers regarding his condition. They did say, however, that the situation was not good, that it would only get worse, and that there was nothing they could do. At this point, Hawking did not know how long he would live. Yet even with the cloud of death hanging over him, he was able to enjoy life. His research began to produce results, and becoming engaged to the woman he loved gave him something to live for. Hawking made theoretical physics his chosen field, a fortunate choice, because it was one of the few areas in which his condition would not be a serious handicap. Up to 1974, with the help of his wife, Hawking was able to perform all of the activities of daily living for himself. However, the situation gradually deteriorated, and by 1985, he required 24-hour nursing care. As his speech became more slurred, only a few people who knew him well could understand him when he spoke. He wrote scientific papers by dictating to a secretary and lectured through an interpreter who repeated his words more clearly. After he lost his power of speech completely, the only way he could communicate was to spell words out by raising his eyebrows when someone pointed to a letter on a spelling card. Something, he says with characteristic humor, that made carrying out a conversation difficult and writing a scientific paper impossible. A computer expert in California changed that forever when he sent Hawking a computer program that created synthesized speech and allowed him to communicate by talking for him. Using this system, Hawking has written books and scientific papers, given lectures and interviews, and appeared on TV. He jokes that the only thing wrong with the speech synthesizer is that it gives him an American accent. His condition has not prevented Hawking from raising a family. He has 3 children and 1 grandchild. From being a remarkable scientist, or for that matter, from being an international superstar. He is the true embodiment of the word hope.